reverence with a feeling of self-sufficiency. If the heart is filled with prejudice, Satan is beside you, and he will set the plain statements of God's word in a perverted light. Let us not have Satan for an assistant. Then let us be certain we join with Jesus in that prayer before we come, and remain in it while we stay. We should study the Bible for ourselves. No man should be relied upon to think for us. That does not say we are not to be led by a man if God is leading the man, or by a woman either if God is leading the woman. You know that a certain man once would have done well to have consented to be led by an ass, but he proposed to be led by the Lord alone. He didn't propose to have anybody lead him, but he got into mischief. Let us not choose who shall lead us except that God shall lead us. A man was once talking against the spirit of prophecy and telling how easy Seventh-day Adventists were deceived, how deluded they were, that their teachers got up and told them certain things and they just swallowed them down whole. I said to myself that I wished he would try it, try to get things down there in that way. It is a fact that Seventh-day Adventists are hard to lead. I am glad of it in one way. I want every Seventh-day Adventist to be so hard to lead that nobody lead him but Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. But, oh, brethren, let us get where it will not be nearly so hard for him to lead us. But I am glad they are so hard to lead that nobody can do it but him. Let us get into that place as soon as possible, and then let us just be led as easy as a lamb by him, by the Lamb of God that he is. We must not become set in our ideas and think that no one should interfere with our opinions. When a point of doctrine that you do not understand comes to your attention, go to God on your knees, that you may understand what is true, and not be found as were the Jews fighting against God. It is impossible for any mind to comprehend all the riches and greatness of even one promise of God. One catches the glory of one point.